Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Emeritus Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, March 16th, 2021, Sir Courtney Newlands Maclaurin Blackman died at the age of 88. During his time as the first and longest-serving governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Sir Courtney helped guide the transformation of Barbados from a newly independent developing country to a thriving independent nation with a diverse economy. On his passing, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley hailed him as a true Barbadian legend, patriot and pioneer, whose contribution to public life was always aimed at the fostering of economic growth for the upliftment of all Barbadians. Courtney Blackman was born in St. David's Christchurch on March 6, 1933. He attended Harrison College, where he won a Barbados exhibition to attend the University College of the West Indies in Jamaica in 1952. After graduating with an honours degree in history in 1956, he worked for 2 years at Alcan Jamaica Limited. In 1958, he took up a teaching post at Kingston College, Jamaica. This was followed by stints at Secondi College in newly independent Ghana and at his alma mater, Harrison College, in Barbados. Driven by his interest in the economics of development, he completed a Master's in Business Administration at the University of Puerto Rico in 1964. This was followed by a doctorate with a specialization in money and banking, completed at Columbia University's School of Business in New York in 1969. He then spent 2 years working for an investment firm on Wall Street and had a brief appointment as an associate professor at Hofstra University. The direction of his life was changed, however, by an early morning phone call from Errol Barrow, then Prime Minister of Barbados, in 1972, offering him the post of Governor of the Central Bank. He thus became the youngest Central Bank Governor in the world at the age of 39. During his time as Governor, Blackman grew the bank's staff from 5 to 200, guided the introduction of the Barbados dollar in 1973, and persuaded the government to tie the exchange rate to the US dollar rather than to the pound sterling in 1975. This latter move has been credited with ensuring the subsequent stability of the Barbados currency throughout several turbulent economic times. He also presided over the construction of the Central Bank building in Bridgetown, now known as the Tom Adams Financial Centre, which opened in 1986. After stepping down as governor in 1987, Blackman's expertise was much in demand by businesses and by governments as a consultant. He served as Barbados' ambassador to the United States and as permanent representative to the OAS from 1995 to 2000. He also authored several books. His awards included the Barbados Gold Crown of Merit in 1982, a Knight of St. Andrew in 1998, and several honorary doctorates, including one from the UWI Cave Hill in 2006. An obituary in the Review of Black Political Economy lauded Courtney Blackman as having lived a meaningful, purposeful, well-ordered life of public service. It added, "He will long be remembered and celebrated as a world-known, iconic black economist."
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.